To look at a bill that passed last week in the state assembly, it was sent to the Joint Finance Committee by the Senate today. The bill aims to increase compensation for people who were wrongfully convicted of a crime. It passed the assembly unanimously. People advocating for those that have been wrongly convicted see it as a big step in the right direction. There has been some concern, though, that some of the bill's provisions could hinder access to public information. Here to tell us more is Shireen Seward, news editor of the City Pages in Wausau. She previously reported on compensation for exonerees with Gannett, Wisconsin Media's investigative team. Shireen, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, paint us a picture here. How has our compensation here in Wisconsin for people who have been wrongfully convicted, how does that compare to federal guidelines and other states?
Well, we're one of the worst in the nation. Wisconsin exonerees are entitled to only a fraction of the amount of that federal levels require. So in 2004, Congress proposed this standard compensation recommendation of $50,000 a year for every year spent behind bars, and in states where there is a death penalty, $100,000 a year for time spent on death row. Now, that proposal is active, or it did pass for federal crimes, but in Wisconsin, compensation is capped at $5,000 a year for up to 5 years. So the most they can get is $25,000, so it's very, very small.
And you've reported on this. There have been exonerees who had been in prison for upwards of 20 years, and then that cap of $25,000 a year looks pretty small.
It absolutely does, and complicating that is the fact that it's very difficult for those exonerees to get that compensation. The bar is set so high, and this bill that's been proposed would change that.
Yes, let's get into this bill now. First of all, raising that cap to that level you mentioned, $50,000 a year, how would it be streamlined? How would it be easier for someone who's been exonerated, they're out of prison now, how easy would it be for them to try to get that compensation?
It still wouldn't be easy, but right now in Wisconsin, defendants have to prove their innocence by clear and convincing evidence, and that's usually something like DNA, something that's very clear. But that's not really one of the main causes of wrongful convictions. Eyewitness misidentification is the first. Then we have improper forensics, false confessions, which actually account for nearly 30% of them, and then informants giving false testimony. So this changes that because the new bill would act on a preponderance of evidence. That's a lesser standard, so it would be easier for exonerees to meet that particular level.
This passed the assembly unanimously. That doesn't happen often, except for maybe, I don't know, Puppy Appreciation Day or something like that. This had obviously huge bipartisan support. This is something that lawmakers of both parties are thinking, yeah, we got to do something about this?
Right, absolutely. I was a little surprised that the Senate chose to send it back to the Finance Committee, but that doesn't mean it's dead. It just means that it's going to take a little bit more time. There have been a number of changes to the bill since it was first proposed in October. A lot of give and take back and forth before they finally came up with what they think is the best solution.
Talking to Shireen Seward, looking at wrongfully convicted people here in Wisconsin, exonerees, and how much the state compensates them when they get out of prison. The current cap, $5,000 a year, would go up to $50,000 a year if this ended up passing. So, Shireen, you've talked to people who've been in this situation. How much of a difference would this change have made for them when they got out of prison?
Oh, it's enormous. I mean, people who commit crimes and get out of prison are entitled to job training. They get health care. They get other services that help transition them into the community. But people who are innocent don't get any of that. So these people spend years in prison for a crime they didn't commit. Then they get out, and they don't even get the same services as somebody who's guilty. I mean, it's just incredibly difficult for these people to get on with their lives. They have missed so many years of working. They have this gap in their employment that they're going to have to explain to everyone. And they often come into a world that's incredibly different from the one they left.
And those services you mentioned, the job training, the health insurance, that's part of this new legislation too, is that right?
Yes. They would be entitled to health insurance and some transitional services. So it's a much better scenario for them than what we have right now.
So how often does this happen, that someone is exonerated after having been convicted and sent to prison?
Well, in Wisconsin, the number of people exonerated is relatively small when you think of how many people have been convicted of crimes. There have only been 43 over the past 26 years. But altogether, they've spent well over 300 years behind bars, and the cost to taxpayers has been more than $10 million. So, I mean, we've spent a lot of money on this already. It's just incredible. But yes, there have been a number of exonerations in the last year alone.
Yeah, it's not a lot of people, but is there a sense among supporters of this change that the magnitude of I guess, the injustice being done means that we have to do something?
Absolutely. I mean, there has been a great deal of discussion about it, and the fact that Wisconsin lags behind the federal standard is very concerning. We have not changed our compensation rate since the late 80s.
Well, one sort of side argument that's come up with this is another provision in this bill that says, hey, you've been exonerated, and if you ask, you can have your records of the case sealed. And that hasn't sat well with some public information, public records advocates. What's the concern there?
Sure. There's two ways of looking at this. You know, from the person who's exonerated, from their point of view, they want that gone. I mean, because anybody can still look up the crime on CCAP and see that there, and they're always going to have to explain it, and there's always going to be that sliver of doubt. But there's another side of that where people believe that sealing those records, it conceals the fact that it happened, and it also conceals the misconduct that might have occurred in the case. So by leaving those records open, it allows for a little bit more reflection, for people to go back and see what went wrong in a case like that.
Yeah, this comes as the nation is watching this Stephen Avery case and the making of a murderer on Netflix, and you know, there's campaigns to try to get the case reviewed or a pardon, things like that. I gather that representatives in the legislature said no, this was totally unrelated to that, but is that something that you think has the public thinking about prosecutorial misconduct, possible wrongful convictions here in the state?
Well, I'm certain that it has started a conversation about that, but this legislation did, you know, first came up quite a few months before that particular documentary was released. So there isn't that definite cause and effect, but it certainly has increased the volume of the conversation about this issue.
Now, as you mentioned, you were somewhat surprised or not sure what to make of the Senate referring this to the Joint Finance Committee. I know we don't know what's going on behind closed doors or in people's minds, but would you be surprised if this does not get passed, maybe with some minor revisions, by the end of this session?
Well, I will be surprised if it doesn't pass at some point. Obviously, somebody's got some questions about it, and I don't know what happened today in that particular session, but I will be surprised, given the widespread support of this bill, if it doesn't pass at some point this year.
And are you going to go back and contact some of the exonerees you've interviewed before and see what they think about this if it does come to pass?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because this could be potentially life-changing for many of them.
And how did this come about, do you think? Was there, and obviously this is a small group, not a huge lobbying power here, but were a lot of people active on this, or is this just something that came to the right legislator's eye and got going?
I think it's been something that's been tossed around for a couple of years, but you know, really not seriously tackled until probably the last few months. When that particular story that published in July about a man who spent nearly two decades in prison for a crime he didn't commit, there were a number of scathing editorials that were written after that, and I don't know, but I suspect that did catch the eye of some in the legislature who maybe took a closer look at this issue.
Well, Shereen, thanks for checking back in with us on this issue.
Thank you very much for having me.
We've been talking to Shereen Seward, currently news editor of the City Pages in Wausau. She's reported on compensation for wrongfully convicted inmates, exonerees, with Gannett, Wisconsin Media's investigative team. She talked to us about a bill aimed at increasing compensation for people who have been wrongly convicted of crimes that passed the Assembly unanimously. It was sent to the Joint Finance Committee today by the state Senate. So we'll be watching that one and see how it progresses.